Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning once again, radio family. It is so good to be back with you, and thank you for your return as well. Each and every weekend, great conversation with members of our Community Focus family as the weekend edition of Community Focus gets underway. And I always look forward to this time of morning because my conversation this morning is with a gentleman I always enjoy talking to, and not just on our public affairs program. He is definitely a member of our Community Focus family, as we're about to share and engage in great conversation. It's almost that time again, the 2021 Triad Minority and Women's Business Expo. And so, Mr. Reginald D. McCaskill, good morning, family. How are you? And welcome to the program. How you been?
I'm doing great, Renee, and I hope all is well with the community connection. Yes. And you, and thank you for having me this morning.
Absolutely. Well, you know, this is my favorite time of the year, Reginald, and as I just said, any time that we can chit-chat a little bit about this phenomenal event, and it is that time, again, for this great event that takes place yearly in the Triad. What year does this mark, actually?
This marked the 8th year. Can you
really? No.
8 years.
That is fantastic. Yes. Where is the time going, right?
We wonder.
Absolutely.
Living for the moment, though.
That's right. Well, Reginald, since its inception, let me ask you this. How much has this event grown, both for you personally and for the community as a whole?
Personally, when you can think about an event starting with 25 minority and women businesses participating to 135,
Wow. Just do the math. Yeah, exactly.
Right, just do the math. So the excitement, the level of excitement, the level of enthusiasm as it relates to the minority and women businesses in the Triad, we are extremely excited. Extremely excited. And then we're excited even the more about the future of this event.
Exactly.
But we have some exciting news, though.
Yes, please share. You know I like exciting news.
Well, the exciting news is this, Triad. We're going to be one event in three locations this year. And this is the first time that we've ever embarked upon this attempt. We've always had the event in one location, which was in Winston-Salem.
Right.
Though it's called the Triad Minority and Women's Business Expo. So what we wanted to do was make sure that all of our Triad cities had an opportunity to be in their place, in their land, in their neighborhood, to be able to do the same type of event. So that's where we are.
That is amazingly, and you talk about wonderful news, Reginald, because this has been your baby since day one. And when you think about going from just 25 to start to well over 100 here in 2021, and I was thinking about how many more platforms that have afforded the community the opportunity to hear about this great information year after year, because every year I think about the individuals who likely when they first heard about the Triad Minority and Women's Business Expo, they likely didn't have their own business. They probably weren't entrepreneurs initially, but now with the growth of this event and likely the growth of their business or getting their business off and running off the ground, so to speak, to be a part of this and to even have a platform such as Community Focus has to just be, I can't even find the words to express it, but it just makes me think of the growth that's taken place going into its eighth year.
Right. And then I think one of the most important factors for me is that even through the pandemic, businesses, small businesses, I think their relevancy was even magnified.
Absolutely.
Because I really honestly know personally that a lot of small businesses really went to another level.
Right.
I think they saw things in themselves and created things that they probably did not even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes pain exposes things. Sometimes pain exposes things. And what it did was it exposed the talents, the treasures, and the gifts that are already in us,
right,
to even be exposed to another level. But when I think about the minority women businesses across the triad, they are great in number. And the reason and the purpose centered around the Triad Minority and Business Expo, which is our motto, is to create, connect, and cultivate. And that's what we pride ourselves on, those three C's: create, connect, and cultivate. So as we talk about it being in all three cities,
mm-hmm,
that date is August the 28th. And in each city, we're starting at the same time.
Nice.
In all three cities.
Beautiful.
From 12 until 5.
Beautiful.
In Greensboro, we're going to be at the Khalif Center.
Mm-hmm.
In High Point, we're going to be at the Gallery on Main. And in Winston-Salem, we're going back to where we first started out,
mm-hmm,
and that is the Business Conference Center, Enterprise Center.
Nice.
In Winston-Salem.
Wonderful.
And our purpose, and we kind of scaled it down a little bit because before the governor released where we are today when it comes to the COVID protocol,
mm-hmm,
we did not know what to expect. So therefore, we did not want to plan it in the, because initially in Greensboro, we was going to be at the Coliseum. We had it all planned.
Right.
And in Winston-Salem, we had it all planned, the convention center.
Mm-hmm.
But because they had not released the buildings and the capacity, the amount that they were going to allow to be in there, we went ahead and scaled it down. You know, just being thinking ahead,
mm-hmm,
that's the way that we approached it. But with that being said, we're still going to be able to accommodate vendors and people. So anybody out there, if you know somebody that has a minority business, small business, that want to be exhibited that day, and it's not only businesses, it's nonprofits as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because believe it or not, nonprofits are businesses,
mm-hmm,
too. And I think a lot of times,
sure,
people don't look at it that way, but they are.
Right. Right.
Because it is a product and service that they're trying to expose in the community. So don't get it twisted, as I tell people. It's still a business that has to be operated by,
right,
a CEO and governed by a board. But at any rate, if you have a small business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you want to expose your company to that, please reach out to us, because the purpose of this event is for you in mind, for you in mind, that minority women business or either that minority business. And keep it in mind with the NWBE initiatives,
mm-hmm,
across not only in the cities that we have, the city of Greensboro sponsor, city of Winston-Salem sponsor. We're just excited about these people understanding the importance of minority and women businesses. So this is a platform for you. It's a platform for you. So please, sir, please, ma'am, think about the Triad Minority and Business,
mm-hmm,
Women's Business Expo. And if you need to reach me, I can be reached at area code 336-448-4177, again, 336-448-4177, or either hit us up on our website, which is www.triadminoritybusinessexpo.com.
excellent, excellent information there, Reginald. And thank you. You're already and always, as usual, one step ahead of me, because I was going to say we would share that contact information in the course of our conversation, and we can still do so. And Reginald,
I will.
Of course, of course. Now, let me ask you this one last question before we go to our first break of the morning. You may have mentioned this in the past or before, Reginald, but what inspired you to bring an event such as this to the Piedmont Triad area?
My inspiration actually developed out of my passion. Mm-hmm. I've always been a person that not look at myself, but look at others. Right. And because I've always felt that minority businesses don't get the same leverage that the Fortune 500
exactly.
companies get,
right.
don't get the exposure, don't have the infrastructure, don't have the financial backing that the larger companies have.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make sure that minority businesses would have a platform so that they can explore, and they can do this annually.
Right.
But it gives them, you know, it is so inspiring for somebody who participated in the expo to say, hey, I got this contact. I got this contact. This is what I got out of mm-hmm. the expo. Mm-hmm. So we are just excited about the exposure. So the development of this particular project came from my passion for service and having mm-hmm. a servant mentality, doing it for the least of them.
Right.
It's always been my platform.
And Reginald, anyone who knows you as long as I have known you, you definitely are a person who's always been for the community and by the community, literally taking individuals by the hand. And you have always had that one-on-one personal relationship with just about any and all people you come in contact with. So for those of us who truly, truly know you, we thank you for continuing in your passion to provide events such as this to the area community.
Thank you, Renee. It's
you
always
so
a pleasure to be a servant.
Wonderful. Absolutely. And beautifully said, in a great way to bring the first half of our great conversation to a close. So Reginald, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more. Part two of the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you so much, Radio Family, for the great company here on our Odyssey stations, and we will be back right after this break. It is more the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard every weekend on our Odyssey stations. Your great company, Radio Family, is always and equally the company of members of our Community Focus family. Definitely that being the case as we do return from break. Joining me, Renee Vaughn, Mr. Reginald D. McCaskill. We're talking about and sharing information on the 2021 Triad Minority and Women's Business Expo. Now, Reginald, for those that weren't with us in the first half, we definitely want to repeat the huge news that this year's event is going to be in three locations: the Caliph Event Center in Greensboro, the Gallery on Main in High Point, and where it initially all started, returning kind of like to home headquarters, if you will, the Enterprise Conference Center, of course, off of Martin Luther King Jr. Drive in Winston-Salem. And that's where we're going to continue and pick back up on our great conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Now, Reginald, I wanted to ask you, on average, and I'm not necessarily looking for numbers per se, but how many minority or women's businesses have you seen thrive and grow in the area over the years as a result of this event?
I could probably be safe to say thrive and grow probably about 80%.
Wow.
And I say that because they have not gone out of business.
Right. Excellent.
So you measure your success based off of their continuation,
right?
Of being able to produce and develop their product, regardless of what it is, and you know. So I'm just really excited about not hearing about anybody closing down,
right?
Because of course, the pandemic that we just recently dealt with and
mm-hmm.
still coming out of it. So really safely to say that percentage would probably be safe to say.
Wonderful. Now, what do you say, and this transitions beautifully to the next question I want to ask you, what do you say to newbies who may be attending this year's event for the first time, as well as those who've supported you in the past and will do so again this year?
Right. What I would say to a newbie at this point, come in, get in where you fit in.
You're right.
And just make sure that you're at the table. It's kind of difficult to look through the window and watch somebody else eat when you have the opportunity to be at the table for yourself. And this occasion affords you the opportunity.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
For the exposure.
Absolutely.
And when you think about our businesses, I always will say this. Mm-hmm. We, as minority businesses, don't have the same leverage that a Fortune 500 company would have.
Right.
So therefore, we have to develop our narrative. Mm-hmm. And if we don't develop our own narrative, that means that we allow somebody else to do it for us.
That's
something that we really don't need to do, especially when opportunities are being afforded to you.
Absolutely.
One of the things I will tell you that I'm also excited about is throughout the year, Renee, we sponsor events for our businesses to participate in so they can continue to develop and grow.
Yes.
One of our major corporate sponsors is Truist Bank. Mm-hmm. And we're really, really, really excited about their participation because what they've done is they've come in and undergirded our businesses and have revenue, resources, and things that our businesses can glean from so they can continue to grow. So when you have businesses like your Truist Bank and Triant Bank and all of these people like that that are giving to this event and then also providing resources throughout the year, not just a one-hit wonder, but providing resources throughout the year, it gives them the opportunity to make sure that they are staying connected and making sure that our vendors and our business people that are connected to this event have the opportunity to develop and grow.
Absolutely, Reginald. And that is absolutely fantastic. And thank you for sharing that. And when I think about other supportive players in this, when you think about this event, and again, going into its eighth year, not only do you have the support of wonderful sponsors, but let's talk about bringing some stars to the city. Can you give us some details on that? That's always exciting news to hear from you.
Well, Well, it's so interesting. I was telling my wife the other day, I said, you know, we've started something that if you don't do it, people are going to say, well, what happened?
Right.
I have people that will call me and say, well, who are you bringing this year?
Yeah.
And because we started it.
You know, right.
And as a result of that, we just want to make sure that we maintain that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the sponsorships and the different things that people have done to undergird this event has allowed us and afforded us the opportunity to continue to do so. So, yeah, we're bringing some people this year.
Nice.
We're going to keep it a secret to about the last couple of weeks.
Gotcha.
And you'll begin to know who those individuals are. But in the past, we've had people like Lamon Rucker,
mm-hmm.
Angela Robinson from the Have and Have Nots, who's basically almost like a permanent fixture for us.
Right.
For us. And I hate that this is their last season on OWN as it relates to
right.
the Have and Have Nots.
Yes.
But I hate it, but it is what it is. But great things do come to end at some point, but it also invokes new beginnings as
true.
Well. So I don't think we've seen the last of Angela as it relates to that.
Right.
But yeah, we've had some stars that have come through, and mm-hmm. we're really excited. And we've had Bird from Just Judy,
yes,
who's a star in his own right.
Yes, he is.
And yeah, he really is. So we have those people on hand. They come, share their knowledge in most cases, but just to be around the people, shaking hands,
exactly.
taking pictures, and just, you know, mingling the crowd and making things happen as it relates to boosting the morale of the attendees for that weekend.
Very true, Reginald. And let's add one more to that celebrity list. Do you remember the year? And this is the one thing about, you know, the pandemic. We still, unfortunately, at this point, and hopefully that's going to change in the coming months and going into next year, is the return of having you, Community Focused Family, with me here in the studio. I remember the very year that you brought Julian Brentano on the program.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
and I
right.
think about Julian from time to time. And really, like you said, they're like family to us. And it just makes me think just how wonderful it is, because most people who come to the area, and I think about the Piedmont Triad, they likely have never been to this area before, but generally they go back to, you know, whether it's out on the West Coast or in New York or Atlanta, and they always have such positive and dynamic things to say about the Piedmont Triad. And next thing
right,
you
right.
know, you find out they come back and they return, and they kind of, you know, pull up roots here. And next thing you know,
right.
many of them call
right.
North Carolina a second home.
Right, right. And I think one of the things that excites me is, and just a response, not only with Julian,
mm-hmm.
but with Angela from the Have and Have Not,
right.
it's almost like, you know, she's like, people expect to see her.
Exactly.
And I've shared with people, y'all, can we get somebody else? And then, no, we like her.
Right, right.
And
she's family.
And so, yeah, and it becomes that. And I think people look forward to it.
Exactly.
And it just actually, again, just adds the flavor to the event for that weekend. And it's just made it great for us. It's a lot of work. My staff put in a lot of work. And, you know, so we, throughout this, we solicit volunteers. We just, you know, that work all of the different places. And we're soliciting volunteers again this
year
as well. So if you're interested in being a volunteer for this great event, you can reach us on all of those platforms that I talked about earlier.
Yes.
And I did want to add that though we're going to be in all three locations,
mm-hmm.
we still have a virtual opportunity as well.
Right.
Because if those individuals remember from last year, our complete event was virtual.
Exactly.
So we are still allowing, and believe it or not, we've had some people have already registered for the virtual experience. I'm encouraging the in-person, but for those who want to do virtual for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
They still have the opportunity to do that as well. So there are four different options that you have. Another thing that we're going to be doing just a little different this year is for those businesses who have brick and mortar locations,
right,
we're going to be really pushing people to go by that weekend as a part of the Tri-Minority Women's Business Expo weekend, mm-hmm, to go patronize those particular places as well.
Excellent.
So we're going to be, there are just so many things that we're doing to promote minority involvement doing that weekend. So it's just not just, you know, the Khalid Center, the Gallery on Main,
right,
the Enterprise Center. We're going to be encouraging you to go by Savor the Moments in Greensboro.
Mm.
We're going to be encouraging you to go by Lux Restaurant in Greensboro on Elm Street. We're going to be encouraging you to go by Three Layers Cakery on Liberty Street in Winston-Salem, Body and Soul on Trade Street.
Yes.
We want you to go to those places because they actually have brick-and-mortar locations. Great, and it's fortunate for them.
Right.
But that's not everybody's story.
Mm-hmm.
Right. For those who don't have that story, we want to encourage you to actually come by those particular locations in all three cities. Come out. Bring your pocketbook with you because they're going to have some great items there. Mm-hmm. In most cases, not only just information, but product and services as well.
Excellent. Well, Reginald, let's welcome those who may just be joining us. Thank you very much, Radio Family. You're great company as always, and equally so for members of our community focused family. Always enjoy my conversation with Reginald D. McCaskill. We are sharing with you, getting you geared up and ready for the 2021 Triad Minority and Women's Business Expo, again going into its eighth annual year. And Reginald, let me ask you this. What have you enjoyed the most about this event, whether it's in the planning stages or as you get closer to that weekend arrival, and why?
What I've enjoyed the most is when the clock strikes 5 o'clock
right,
on that afternoon.
Right.
Because that means it's over.
Yes.
But for those who know me, they know that it's never over,
mm-hmm,
because I've already planned the next year event.
Exactly.
Already. I already have dates already secured.
Right.
And for the next year, we're going to be in Greensboro on August the 20th at the Coliseum, and
look
where the Swarm play their game.
Yes.
And in Winston-Salem on the 27th of August, two different weekends, because we're going to be in the major hubs at the Benton Convention Center.
Wow.
Already booked and reserved.
All right,
and
now
ready. Yes, we are ready already. So my mind is beyond this year, already into next year.
Right.
Mainly because it's our ninth year, and we are really looking for a big time for our 10th year. So I'm ready for that as well. So if I had to say what I gleaned from,
mm-hmm,
and bring it back to seriousness, the day that I walked out on the platform at the convention center and looked over that event,
right,
and saw 125 minority and women businesses, mm-hmm, in that place, I had a moment. Literally had a
moment.
I could not believe it.
Yeah.
It says write the vision and make it plain,
yeah,
upon tablets.
If
wrote it down.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I come to fruition, Renee.
Yes.
And it actually blew my mind. I could not believe what I saw.
I'm certain.
So, just grateful.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. Just completely grateful.
Absolutely.
To see it come to full fruition.
Yeah, absolutely, Reginald. And it makes me think that if the phrase basking in the glow had a picture,
right,
it would be you looking at the sea of wonderful business owners and entrepreneurs and what they give back to us as a community. I love that. Let me also, and you really touched on this a little bit earlier, and I really appreciate you bringing that to our conversation this morning. How has being a business owner, entrepreneur, perhaps changed since COVID-19, do you think?
Well, I think it has forced individuals to think outside of the box for survival.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had coined the phrase, don't panic in the pandemic.
Ah, I like that.
Don't panic in the pandemic. And we actually did a workshop training and had people coming in giving workshops and nuggets. Like I said, we not only do the expo, but we provide, you know, workshops and trainings and webinars all throughout the year to really keep our minority businesses on top of their games throughout the year. So that opportunity was there. So when you look at all of that, that framework, that body of work,
absolutely,
we wanted to make sure that people really knew and that they know that they can still survive regardless of. So it made people think outside of the box.
Right. I
shared with some people in one of the trainings, and this is what. If you're used to doing your in-house physical training, you're, you know, at a location where you are working with people, but, you know, one of my persons I shared with them, I said, so, if you had to do that same type of what you're doing, what can you do different? You know what it was?
What was that?
They developed an online application to their physical training.
Wow. Beautiful.
So people were able to jump on a Zoom and still participate in this person's training.
Exactly.
And they were like, wow. And they said that the participation was greater than the in-person.
Isn't that something?
You follow me?
Absolutely.
So it's just the little things.
Right.
Thinking outside of the box. So if people can't come to you, you go to them.
Exactly.
You know, people got tired of Zoom, but Zoom kept some people alive.
It did. And still is.
Yeah. It kept some people. But then it also forced us into knowing that we have other options.
Very true. That
you
is
know,
so true.
We had other options and that we just did not have to sit idle.
Right.
You know, it allowed some businesses that may have, for example, that bakery. Well, start, you know, your online where you can send it via all of these other companies that bring items, you know, Grubhub, DoorDash, you know, what? Use them.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what they're there for.
Very true.
You know, those things were created for a purpose that we now can follow to help our businesses grow and develop. So just don't sit and say, well, I don't know. We must think in a way that brings us outside of our comfort zone so that we can go to another level.
That is exact. You read my mind. Look at you, Reginald, because I was thinking, just like you said, and I love that. I have to remember that. Don't panic during the pandemic, because I am really, as we are discussing this wonderful information, and as we do every year, it makes me think of those individuals who might be on the fence. And they're not quite sure. Like you said, they're just kind of idle. They don't know what to do. And then they hear the encouragement that comes directly from you, the person who has spearheaded such a tremendous event that for those who have been in the past can say without a doubt, it continues to grow year after year because of what is being brought to the community. And adding again that exciting news of three locations this year, and you already have shared what's going into 2022. And it's just absolutely amazing. And I think that's what helps people to indeed, like you just said, come out of their comfort zone, kind of bust that bubble and say, I'm stepping out on faith. Here's the reason why, because I know I'm going to have support in this from someone like Reginald D. McCaskill and the Triad Minority and Women's Business Expo.
Right.
Beautiful.
Right. And I'm just excited again.
I'm excited for you.
To be that conduit that
absolutely
is making the connection for the community. Remember, create, connect, and cultivate.
There you go.
We create the opportunities, we connect people to each other, and we can cultivate the relationships in the community so that people can continue to grow.
Beautiful. So let's repeat a couple of things, Reginald. The big date is for Saturday, August 28th. It will be
28th.
That's right, noon until 5 p.m. Now, of course, the day prior on the 27th, there will be an empowerment summit and the annual award ceremony that takes place annually as well. So this, you know, talk about, and I sometimes I like when people's like, well, there's nothing to do in and around the Piedmont Triad. Yes, there is. There's plenty to do. It's what take the opportunity and to grab and seize the moment to be a part of. So radio family, this is your official invitation to make those plans before the 27th and the 28th get here. So again, with that, Reginald, any closing thoughts or comments you want to share with us this morning?
My closing thoughts and comments is this. We have this awesome event that's in the Triad. See yourself in the place somewhere in the Triad. Whether you're in Winston-Salem, Greensboro, or High Point, or you want to come visit all of them, make it a day.
Absolutely.
Where you get up that morning or that afternoon, and you remember, we're only like 10 or 15 minutes away from each other.
That's right.
So you can go to the one in Greensboro, venture to the one in High Point, and then come right on over to the one in Winston.
That's right.
And participate in all of them, or you can just take your pick and pick in one of the others.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are a business, I encourage you to call that number or visit the website so that you can expose yourself, expose your company, and if you know someone that has a business that need to participate, please encourage them to do so as well.
Right.
This is our 8th year, and our corporate sponsors are excited because they like what they see.
Yeah.
And when they see you in the place, it makes them do more, develop more, and give more so that we can continue to develop more.
And I am
August the 28th.
That's right.
The Triad Minority Women's Business Expo.
And I'm so excited for you, Reginald. Now, that information again, radio family, TriadMinorityBusinessExpo.com. You can also call directly 336-448-4177. Reginald D. McCaskill, you know it's always a joy. Thank you so much for this great conversation today.
And as usual, Renee, thank you all so much for having us. And we'll see you in the space the place, August 28th, the Triad Minority Women's Business Expo.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. So, radio family, you have the official invitation directly from Mr. Reginald D. McCaskill himself. As I, Renee Vaughn, thank you so much for the great company. We do bring to a close another wonderful conversation on good things always taking place in our communities. And thank you for the good things that you're doing as well. Please keep up the great work. And you know from me, Reginald, no goodbyes. Just until next time. So, radio family, please stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we will officially bring to a close this great conversation, another weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you for listening, and everyone take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.